buyer, but as fate would have it, that buyer was Steve Jobs. Pixar was officially born when Jobs purchased the computer graphics team from Lucasfilm in 1986, and Catmull was its president. At first, Pixar lost a lot of money. It had some artistic success with short films, but its hardware sales division fell flat. Catmull and his growing team switched their focus to purely creative pursuits, but business was dire. Jobs considered selling Pixar three times between 1987 and 1991, but something prevented him from following through. In 1991, business picked up when Pixar agreed to make three movies for Disney Animation, which was looking to expand its offerings. 4 years later, Pixar's first full-length feature film, Toy Story, hit theaters and became an overnight sensation. Around the same time, digital tools gained major traction in the industry with other blockbuster films like Jurassic Park. Jobs renegotiated a better deal with Disney. Meanwhile, Catmull began to realize how hard he would have to work to protect and nurture creativity in a company environment that was growing ever more complex and fast-moving. Fortunately, an internal collective called the Brain Trust had sprung up at Pixar during the process of making Toy Story. Comprised of many different Pixar professionals, the Brain Trust studied movies in progress from the perspective of emotional investment. Inevitably, in the early stages of production, Pixar movies were lacking in some way. Whether it was a story that didn't ring true, a character that no one cared about, or some other problem. The trick was to work through this failure and emerge, triumphant, on the other side. In offering constructive criticism, and, critically, not demanding specific changes, the Brain Trust helped Pixar filmmakers work through their fears of failure. If employees were willing to fail, it meant they were open to taking big creative risks, which were needed in order for Pixar to remain on top of its game. Over the years in which a given Pixar film is made, the Brain Trust meets every few months. Everyone trusts in the process, which is iterative. The film must go through many different versions before it finds the best version of itself. The Brain Trust differs from the film industry's usual mode of feedback, which typically comes from the business side of filmmaking. At Pixar, filmmakers' perspectives are always centered, so there is no such thing as creative compromise. Also, unlike financial types, the Brain Trust had no power to demand particular changes. Meanwhile, Pixar employees looked upon their peers at Disney Animation with growing alarm.